Oh, yeah. Does that put you in the mood just to grab your little sweetheart and get out on that dance floor, just scoot around the floor? I wish I could dance.
Me too.
Gary G., you're from Lafayette. You know, you get out there in some of those old backcountry Cajun dance halls and watch some of those older Cajun men. Their head never moves, and all their movement is shoulder down. It's just, it's an art form.
They glide.
And
they
I'm
glide.
Embarrassed that I can't do even that. No. You know? There's a restaurant in Lafayette called Randall's, and they do Cajun dancing every night. And the floor is packed, even on a Monday. They love this.
Yeah, well, Cajuns don't wait for special occasions to dance and party, that's for sure.
Your folks always danced. She was fussing at us the other night because we don't know how to dance.
Yeah, Dad was a good dancer. I just didn't get that. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, three.
That's a little distracting four. When you count the entire dance.
If it's a waltz, it's one, two, three. Maybe that's the problem. You missed three.
I don't know what it is, but I wish I could dance. When you see a video of my mom and dad dancing or old Cajuns dancing. But we're not here to talk about dances. We're here to talk about you and your home. It's Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning wrapping up our 29th year here in 2017, launching our 30th year of broadcasting. The next broadcast begins our 30th year of 2018. We've been here answering Arizona homeowners' questions about their home, their house, their castle, or their cabin. And we get people occasionally that move out of state and want to know why we don't syndicate the show and take it national. We actually have sponsors, national manufacturers that ask us, hey, take the show national, take the show national. You know, there's one problem with that. I have no idea how to own, build, or remodel a home in Dayton, Ohio, right? Huh? Well, my eaves are ice damming. Yeah?
Move to Arizona.
Move to Scottsdale. Hey,
maybe that's the ticket.
My coal-fired fireplace in the basement just isn't working, or my oil-burning furnace in the basement isn't working. Yeah? Really? What's the temperature outside? 37 below? Well, I got your solution. Move to Scottsdale, Arizona. Move to any place in Arizona. You'll be happier. So we don't syndicate the show outside of Arizona. We feel like we've built and remodeled homes in Flagstaff, in Sholo, in Springerville, in beautiful Nutrioso and Alpine, Arizona. We have built and remodeled homes in Ehrenberg, Arizona. Huh? How about that? Also in Wickiup, Wickenburg, all over Maricopa County, and several down in Pima County and in the Tucson area. So we feel like we have Arizona home ownership pretty well dialed down. So why would I open the show up to take questions from somebody who's locked inside their home? Because Jennifer, what weather chart were we? The wind chill made it feel like 57 below. That was like day before yesterday.
I saw one for 37 in Minneapolis. But when I called, or Minnesota somewhere, and when I called Julia, our daughter who lives there, she said she didn't think it was that cold. It was only 9 below. She and the kids were just drinking hot water all day to stay warm.
Oh, mercy. So we are you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. We structure Saturday morning to be that place that you can come and just all your anxieties and fears about home ownership and home maintenance just melts away. Anything you're trying to tackle, you bring it to us. And if we don't know the solution, we'll look into our vast database, because we've been collecting this data ever since we launched the show 30 years ago. And if it's not there, then we reach out to our partners, just like we did the last hour with Rob, who had a split engineered floor in his home. And, of course, the split was in a plank that was right in the middle of the room. It wasn't in a closet. You could just ignore it and put a box over it. And so we reached out to one of our flooring experts. We call that a Rosie Lifeline. If it's above my pay grade or beyond my knowledge or experience, we have experts that we can reach out to. Now, here, as the last show of 2017, why don't you give us a call if you've started a project this year and it's still not done. Or maybe someone in your house started a project in 2017 and it's still not done. Call us 1-888-767-4348. Tell us what the undone project is, and we will take our 45 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience and put it to work for you. We'll give you tricks, tips, and product names and tools to use that will make your project finish out as if a professional had done it. So if you've got that one nagging project, you thought I was going to say spouse, didn't you? If you've got that one nagging project that just can't seem to get finished, give us a ring and let's see if we can't put our experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. 2018, we'll start talking about how to start the next project and what you need to do.
Last hour, we have been talking about this new home Zada that we have through Rosie on the House. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, mouse over the homeowner resources, and you can see the digital home management. And I guess there had been a little misunderstanding. We had a caller talking about a Kenmore refrigerator, and we were using that as an example on how 20 years from now we'll be able to see the performance of individual manufacturers and brands and model numbers. And that's not anything that, you know, I'm not going to be able to log in and see Rosie's information about
my refrigerator.
Your refrigerator.
No, I'm not going to share. I'm not going to show you.
Gary's information about his refrigerator. No. What it will do is it'll have reporting, though, that'll say, here's 800 homeowners we know of that use brand X, model Y. Here's the average life expectancy, how many are still in service, and the common problems, and how much it costs to repair them. So it'll just be a reporting system on that particular model, but you won't be able to see anyone else's individual information about what's in their home. Now, at the point you choose to move, you can transfer, you can select what information you want to transfer.
Won't that be a great resource for the new the person that buys that
home? Oh my gosh. Walking into a home and know when you've got to change your sprinkler settings, when the last time the house was painted, and a projection on how much it's going to cost to professionally have it done at the point the warranty's expired or it's time to paint.
Just an inventory of all the light bulbs. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and with today's technology, you don't ever have to, you know, Rosie'd mentioned light bulbs, and you might laugh and say, well, that's stupid. Why would you do that? Well, imagine going to statewide lighting where you've got 10,000 light bulbs to choose from, and you can pull out your smartphone, go to Rosie on the House, log into your HomeZada account, and you're trying to get light bulbs for, you know, bedroom number 2 and the pantry. Well, you can see what electrical fixture is in that room, what light bulb it takes, and make sure you're walking out with the right item. I mean, here's how I used it this week for replacing all the shower head and the valves and the handles in our master bedroom, in the shower and the master bath. On your smartphone, there's a feature you can, like if you're texting and you want to send a picture that you haven't taken yet, so it's not like you have to take a picture, then send it. So let's say you've started a text, and I'm going to send you a picture of this.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't save that picture to, at least on an iPhone.
Okay.
It doesn't save that picture to your images.
Okay.
Well, same thing. I go to rosieonthehouse.com, log in, go into my HomeZada account.
That's an app on your phone?
Well, it could be, or you could just log in on the browser. You can do it either way. And go into Master Bath, go into Upload Picture, and then I can take pictures right to my phone that don't get saved to my phone, but go to this app so I'm not using up storage on my phone of shower valves. Like, I care about shower valves. But so now any – if Amanda – think of it this way. Let's say I didn't have what I needed. Hey, babe, can you – I need a picture of this. I'm at the hardware store right now.
Yeah, yes.
She
yes.
can go onto her smartphone, go into that particular feature, hit add photo, hit those three real quick, and it'll upload those. So while I'm at the hardware store, I mean, sure, you could text those pictures too, but now these items are digitally saved in this one home maintenance digital feature that changes home ownership. I mean, the amount of maintenance and upkeep and tracking that we're going to be able to do in the long run, the money it's going to save, the wiser choices we're going to have to make, and you know, the amount of time we'll have not worrying about home maintenance.
Home Zada.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com. You can click login or to learn more about it and hear the interview. One of the founding developers
that would be a great first step.
Flew down from Sacramento the first Saturday in December and joined us the whole broadcast, and we talked about it in sections here and there. We put all those different parts and pieces together in one great podcast. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, mouse over the homeowner resources, and your first option is the HomeZada Digital Home Management. And when you go to your dashboard, I mean, we're just talking about projects because that, to me, is the most exciting. But you can inventory all your personal possessions. You can do your home finances through this application. You can sell your home through this application. It's everything I've been working to develop. They just a software company, and we've partnered with them to now bring in the Rosie on the House contractor referral network for the point we need home services or a professional to finish the job for us or do the job for us to connect it. So it's the whole package when you partner Rosie on the House and HomeZada together.
Mind-blowing.